concept of family can mean a variety of things to different people. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick reviews two new British novels about family dynamics and how small decisions can sometimes have big consequences. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. Going Home is a debut novel by Tom Lamont, a journalist whose bio reveals that he is the interviewer of choice for Adele and Harry Styles. Clearly, the man has talents other than talking to rock stars. Going Home starts with an unusual, original premise. Theo Erskine is home from London for the weekend to visit his ailing father, Vic, and spend a little quality time in the pub with childhood friends. As he has in the past, he calls his longtime crush and dear friend, Leah, with an offer to babysit her young son, Joel, hoping that it will lead to a more adult get-together afterwards. This time, it leads to something else entirely, and Theo becomes the interim caretaker for the child, whose paternity is unknown. Well, unknown to Theo, anyway. His best friend Ben and even his poor old dad know the truth. There is so much to love about this book. Foremost, the poignantly, sometimes painfully detailed portrait of 30-something guys learning to take care of a child with no woman in sight. Joel himself, his way of speaking, his tantrums, his predilections, and his memory, is one of the most vivid, very young characters in literature since Jack in Room. Interestingly, the whole lot of them are Jewish, not very religious, but very strongly identified, as typified by the wild boozer, all-night poker player Ben, who also wears a yarmulke. Their synagogue has a new rabbi, a woman named Sybil Shallis, and she's the best rabbi character in recent memory. Both her idea of embracing, quote, gut Jews, Jews who would not be recognized anywhere else, Jews by deed and affinity, and also in her unexpected, intense crush on one of the other characters. Unfortunately, she fails to stop Vic from a betrayal with harsh results. The Names, by Florence Knapp, is a kind of thought experiment, focusing on the family of a British couple named Cora and Gordon. The novel begins in 1987 with the birth of the couple's second child, a boy 9 years younger than his sister Maya. An early scene shows Cora and little Maya off to the registrar to officially name the baby. Gordon, a respected doctor in the community, though a terrifying, violent tyrant at home, wants him named Gordon. But on the way to town, little Maya suggests he be named Bear. And in a rare act of defiance, Cora does it. And then it starts over, with a second version of the story. In this one, Cora selects the name she herself most wants, Julian. And in a third, she obeys her husband and names him Gordon. The novel follows the consequences of these three different choices in 7-year intervals, all the way till the boy is a 35-year-old man. As supporting characters are added to each storyline, as the main characters develop in different ways, the novel's structure pays off as Knapp intended it to, inviting the reader to think not just about the ripple effects of a single decision and the workings of an abusive family, but also about a profound and classic concern of fiction, how things we can control or predict in life interact with things we could never have seen coming. This noteworthy debut explores a sobering topic with creativity, cleverness, and care.
The books are Going Home by Tom Lamont and The Names by Florence Knapp. You can find more information about these titles on our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.